In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In this morning's gospel, we heard about the blind man who was beside the road as Jesus was passing by in his encounter with Christ. And the blind man, in this account, can be a symbol, really, of all of us. Of all of us who have been made blind through sin. And just as this blind man was by the side of the road begging because he was poor, because he didn't have the wherewithal to support himself, not having his sight, even so, we through our sin have become poor. We are impoverished by our sin and disabled spiritually. So that we are sort of sitting beside the road of this world. It says in today's gospel that the blind man heard a commotion. He heard something was happening. And he asked, what's going on? And they told him, Jesus of Nazareth is passing by. And this is sort of like for us. In our blindness, we can't perceive Christ directly. But we hear this commotion. We see the lives of the saints. A startling example. Something is happening. And we ask, what is going on? And the words of the Gospels, the teachings of the church, they are like that word being passed to us, that announcement being made to us, that Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus Christ has passed through this world. He is passing through this world. Even though he's ascended into heaven, he is still spiritually present among us. And so, like the blind man, we cry out, Jesus, Son of David, Son of God, have mercy on me. And the blind man here, in that crying out, is a model of prayer for us. A model especially of the Jesus prayer. This passage is actually one of the sources, scholars tell us, of the Jesus prayer. He doesn't say, O Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, but he says something similar, right? Lord Jesus Christ, Son of David. And the Son of David means the Christ. Lord Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Now, as far as this goes, he is a great example for us, but he provides us an even greater example. Because as he is crying out, what happens? Jesus doesn't respond at first. This is similar to other stories where Jesus seems to be ignoring people. And it's a strange thing from our Lord. You know, like when the Canaanite woman was following after him, saying, have mercy on me, my daughter's unwell, have mercy on me. And he just goes on. Until finally, you know, one of the disciples says, like, this woman's back here, what are you going to do about it? Likewise, he's walking by the blind man and doesn't seem to respond. And meanwhile, the crowd, all the rest of the people are like, be quiet, you know, like, you're annoying us. Stop crying out to Jesus. This is really an image of what happens when we pray sometimes. First of all, sometimes Jesus doesn't answer our prayers immediately. He doesn't answer our prayers immediately. Why not? Why not? Because he wants us to demonstrate faith in him through our persistence. By persistently praying. And by trusting him that he is going to solve our problems. That he's going to help us in his timing and in his way. So sometimes our prayers have to be purified and strengthened by the seeming silence of the Lord. And then what about that crowd crying out? They are an image of the opposition that this world presents to our prayers. As we call out to Christ, as we try to grow near to Christ, the world, and by the world I mean not just the planet Earth, I mean all of the sinful culture in which we live, and I don't mean just American culture, but human culture has been corrupted by sin all around the globe. And that worldly mentality is constantly sort of shouting in our minds, give up, stop crying to Christ, he's ignoring you, why don't you just leave us in peace? Stop, give up. But the blind man provides us an example. In the face of God's seeming silence, in the face of the opposition of this world, what did he do? He cried out all the more. So we, like him, must be persistent in prayer when we set out to pray, not being deterred, but trusting that Christ will save us in his time and in his way. Finally, after the blind man demonstrates his persistence, the Lord summons him into his presence. And beautifully, the church fathers say that this is actually a greater blessing than receiving his sight. That the blind man has been summoned into the presence of Christ as a friend and a familiar. And likewise, when we persistently cry out to the Lord in prayer, eventually he will call us into his presence. That's why persistence in prayer is so important. The example of St. Silouan the Athenite comes to mind. St. Silouan, who became a monk and because of his great devotion experienced a deep communion with God very early in his monastic career. But then, at a certain point, God's presence disappeared. He couldn't feel God's presence, I think for 12 years. But throughout all of that time, he prayed persistently. And at the end of that 12 years, I think, Christ came to him and abode within him with an even greater spiritual communion that ended up being lasting. So we have to show persistence and perseverance if we want to be close to Christ. We can't be faint-hearted. We can't be half-hearted. But we have to persist and endure. And then finally, of course, Jesus heals the blind man's sight. First, he asks him very humbly, like Jesus doesn't need to ask him what he needs. First of all, it's clear to everyone what he needs. Right? He's blind. Okay. But number two, Jesus is God. He already knows that this blind man wants to be healed, wants his sight to be healed. But why does he ask? Because he humbly wants to give the blind man a chance to ask for what he wants and doesn't just sort of rush to fix the problems. That's why, again, it's important for us to pray and not just to assume that God's going to help us. Of course, he wants to help us, but he also wants us to reach out to him and to ask him for the things that we need. So the blind man says to him that he wants to receive his sight. And Jesus responds, receive your sight. Receive your sight. Actually, in the original Greek, this is one word. This English phrase translates one Greek word, which literally means look up. Look up. Which can also mean receive your sight in idiomatic Greek. But the church fathers explain that this is symbolic of the even greater healing of vision that we receive through Christ. That he heals the eyes of our hearts so that we can look up and see the things that are above. To see spiritual things, to see God, to see heaven and the kingdom which is to come. Opening the eyes of our hearts in order to truly see with the most important sight that there is. So, brothers and sisters in Christ, let us learn from and absorb the example of the blind man. And in the midst of our trials and afflictions, not to be deterred by anything, but to cry out to Christ all the more with persistence, knowing that in the end He will draw us to Himself and give us that healing which we truly need, to His glory and that of His Father and the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages. Amen.